Today is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Today I'm recording a little bit early. I'm recording at 4:40 in the afternoon because I have a meeting from 5 to 5:30. Occasionally, I will have later meetings, and so I'm just adjusting. I figured, oh, I'll go ahead and record, and then, you know, I'm just adjusting. So even though this is technically work time, since I'm going to be having a meeting after 5 o'clock, I thought I'll go ahead and do that. And then, you know, Mark and I are going to go out and play Pokemon at 6, so I needed to be able to edit and post the show before that, and then I'll have to cook dinner when I get home, so... There was just a lot of stuff going on, so this is what I'm doing. So we got an email, and I wanted to talk about that. So also, let me just mention this first. There wasn't really much to say, and I actually talked about it on Throwing Down yesterday. And Throwing Down actually airs on Pride 48 live. So you can't get it recorded, but you can get it live if you go to pride48.com like you normally would. And we stream every other Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. Eastern. So if I look at, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but we recorded this Tuesday. So it won't be next Tuesday. It'll be the Tuesday after. So if I was guessing, I would say that April 6th, I believe. So anyway, you guys can go over there and listen. We have a good discussion every couple of weeks. We talk about food. But anyway, so regardless of that, excuse me, and it's with Joe Batanz. So regardless of that, I talked about this on Throwing Down, but some of you don't tune in for the live show and you won't get the recorded one because it is an Afterthought Media show. So you need to be a member of the Patreon to get the recorded version. So I'll talk about it here. I got my first vaccination yesterday, and this is actually in relate. We have an email that I'm going to read, and actually, they kind of are along the same lines. So I got my vaccination yesterday. My first vaccination. So this is the Pfizer vaccine, and Mark's company is a logistics company, and in Arkansas. They have opened it up for logistics, for IT workers, for grocery store workers, anybody like that. It doesn't matter your age if you are in one of those categories. And so Mark's company actually emailed him a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, we're looking to schedule, now that it's open for logistics workers, we're looking to schedule having one of the pharmacies come in to our office and give vaccinations. And we wanted to know how many employees are interested in that and get you guys signed up. And by the way, any of your household members are also eligible to get the vaccine at the same time. Well, I had figured Walmart would be earlier than any other company because we're the largest company in the world and we have pharmacies. Walmart has a pharmacy inside of Walmart stores. And so I thought, surely, but no, we did, you know, his company was much quicker than Walmart about this. So anyway, he signed up for it and I hate shots. Oh my gosh. I hate shots. I haven't had a shot in a lot of years, and I avoid going to the doctor. One day I'm just going to keel over dead because I'm going to have something wrong that I didn't know about, but I don't like shots. So I was a little bit apprehensive about it. But I'm doing it because, first of all, when we're done, when we've got, you know, 2 weeks after we've gotten our second shot, we're going to a restaurant. We're going to, I don't know, maybe we'll go to a city that has better restaurants than where we live. Maybe we'll drive to Kansas City or something. I don't know. But we're going to go to a restaurant after we're fully vaccinated. Because we have not been to a restaurant since March of last year. It's been over a year since we've been to a restaurant. And so anyway, I'm like, yep, let's do it. So he signed us up, and yesterday was our appointment. And so we took a couple of hours off of work and blocked our calendars and everything. And we drove to his office because he's working from home right now. And they had it very well organized. There was a line to go in to get your vaccine and a line for people coming out. They checked you in. They had dots on the floor that were 6 feet apart so that you could, you know, make sure you're staying 6 feet apart from the people in front of you. There actually was no line, so we were able to walk right in. They had given us forms. We signed up electronically, and that was very easy as well. There was an app. Or I think he did it by email, but then when we signed up for our second appointment, that was an app. And so then we go right up to the front of the line. We already have our form because they had emailed us the form in advance and said, fill out the consent form. But they had consent forms there. So if you forgot to fill yours out or you forgot to print it, you could sign it there. We went to the first lady. We gave her our consent form. She gave us a card and she said, now this is very important. You're going to need to keep this because you're going to need this card for your second vaccine. But also this will be proof if in the future airlines or anybody else requires a vaccine card, this will be your vaccination card. So I thought, man, after I get the second vaccination, I'm going to laminate that thing. And I'm going to have like a laminated vaccine card on me at all times. So I can be like, look, I'm vaccinated. And so anyway, that lady gives us that and takes our consent form. And then they have all of these tables lined up behind her table with, I guess, nurses. I don't know who's able to give an injection. I'm not really sure. But let's say they're nurses. So Mark and I went to two different tables. I sit down. I don't know what's happening with him, but I sit down. The woman comes up to me and she says, hey, you know, here's what you can expect. We haven't had really the side effects for the first shot are not bad. Mostly it may feel like someone punched you in the arm. And that'll go away after a couple of days. You can take some ibuprofen and that should help. She said, but, you know, we ask that you sit here for 15 minutes after the shot just to make sure. She said one person did pass out. I'm like, oh, great. And anyway, so she's like, okay, which arm do you want it in? And I'm trying not to look at her because she has the syringe in her hand and I don't like needles. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, she probably thinks that I'm so antisocial because I'm not looking at her while she's talking to me. But I'm like, she's going to jab me in the arm at any moment. And and I don't want to be looking when she does that. I don't want to see it. And one time I had to have blood drawn. It was horrible. I had to like cover my eyes. It was horrible. Anyway. So she's like, okay, relax your arm. This won't hurt at all. You know, it'll be no big deal. Don't worry about it. And she has no idea that I don't like shots. I didn't tell her. I'm acting completely calm. I didn't want her to be like, oh, do you want a lollipop after you're done? Be a good boy. And so anyway, and she says, all right, here we go. And she pinched my arm a little bit, I guess, and she said, make sure you relax your muscle and everything. So I relaxed my arm. I just let it hang there limp. And then I feel the tiniest little pinprick. I mean, it was just tiny. I think the feeling of I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I feel like there is a feeling of the medicine going into your body. And I feel like that is a dull sort of pain. So you feel a prick, but then you feel this dull sort of what's going on. Something's going inside of me sort of feeling. But it wasn't bad. I mean, it was, she's like, I mean, literally 2 seconds and it was done. She's like, it's like prick. Okay, you're done. And, you know, she said, okay, just go over there. And she said, they have a QR code that you can scan and sign up for your next appointment. So Mark was already over there. He was already sitting down. His was already finished. And a guy came right up to me with a QR code and said, hey, just scan this QR code. And it took me to a website. It gave me a bunch of dates. Mark and I made sure we signed up for the same date and time. So our second shot is April 15th at 4:00 p.m. So that's probably 3 weeks, which is weird because I know I've heard that the Pfizer vaccine, you can get your next shot after 2 weeks. And then I think Moderna, you have to wait 3 weeks. But I think that's 3 weeks. If I didn't look on a calendar, but I think That's 3 weeks. Anyway, so by the end of April, the end of the first quarter at work, I will be able to, I'll be fully vaccinated. I'll be able to just run through the streets naked and do whatever I want. So we did get an email, and let's talk about that. So Danny emailed me, and he sent me a link to an article, and he said, I believe that you loathe most political issues, but you and your partner must have thoughts, feelings, and opinions about this regressive, oppressive, and potentially dangerous legislation. As an expatriate, I miss my country less and less due to this type of unbelievably narrow-minded bigotry. Be well and take care of each other. Love from Leeds. So, Danny and Mike, but I think this one came from Danny, I believe. So the article that he sent me, because I know I read that whole thing and I didn't even tell you guys what the article was about the Arkansas legislature has introduced a bill. And I don't keep up with stuff as good as I should. I really don't. I mean, I really kept up with the Trump presidency, but I'm going back into political hibernation. it's basically a bill that allows EMTs and doctors to refuse to treat LGBTQ people. Now, I read one. It's not specifically targeted at LGBTQ people. What it says is that it seeks to give medical workers a right to refuse providing health care to someone because of the worker's religious, moral, or ethical beliefs. So really, it's much broader than LGBTQ. They could have a political qualm with someone. They could be like, oh, this is a Democrat, and I think Democrats are unethical, and they could decide not to treat that person. So it's much larger than just LGBTQ. Now, I read another article that said it's only for elective or surgeries and procedures that are not life-threatening. Like, if it was an emergency, I don't think they could refuse you. I think if I was having a heart attack, I don't think they could refuse me. But any kind of elective procedures or any kind of procedures that could be scheduled or it's not life-threatening, not something that's going to kill you today, then they could say, hey, you need to find a different doctor. Now, I am totally against this, but I'm not surprised. This is Arkansas. They literally just passed a bill in Arkansas that's going to ban abortion pretty much at all. I even for rape and incest, abortion would still be banned. I can't remember. There was one scenario where it would be allowed and that's it. And the governor said, oh, we just did this so that we could see what the Supreme Court thinks about it. You know, because all these Republican governors are trying to now get abortion back to the Supreme Court because we now have more conservative judges. And so our governor said, well, the only reason we did this is because we want to get this back in front of the Supreme Court. But I'm not surprised. And what do Mark and I think about it? Well, we're a little bit scared. I'm hopeful that maybe the governor won't sign it, but he is a Republican, and he has said that he's kind of neutral on it, that you know, he would just have to see if it had merit when it went to his desk. So apparently it's going to his desk soon. I don't know, maybe it already has at this point. This email came in yesterday, I think, so I haven't checked on the news today, but we're not happy about it. For sure. I don't know. What can I say? We don't support it and it doesn't make us happy. I'm hoping that if it passes, that it really does not preclude us from getting emergency services. There are gay and lesbian doctors, so we could make sure that we had a gay or lesbian doctor, but it's certainly not going to be the best thing for us. And I think it's horrible. But again, I'm not surprised. Arkansas is very backwards. I grew up here and I'm used to it at this point. It's pathetic to say that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.